Bava Basser, Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud Aleph, continuing the dinim of Hachokis. Here's another example where the Chachomim and Rabbi Yossi argue. There's a type of somebody using his Rishus where we look at it as encroachment in Yen's Rishus. We see him as a Mazik, and Rabbi Yossi argues, Ala Nizik Lachik Azatzmai. What's that? That's the case of an Ilon and a Bor. Person plants a tree, in the immediacy, it definitely doesn't get in the way of anything on the other side of the Gvul. Even if he plants the tree right up to the wall between the two properties. However, eventually it takes root, and the roots start traveling on the ground, and they're mazik. The Chachomim are willing to see that as being encroachment on Yenna's property, Rabbi Yossi argues. Machikin es ilon min abor esim v'chomesh amah. The shear of being marchik an ilon from the bor, means, say, Shimon has on his side of the wall, has a bor. Roots going under the ground could either crack the bor from underneath, they push the earth, or they push against the side of the bor. Vinishvi, the bor, which is used to store water or something else, can't be used anymore. It leaks. So memela, that called that the bal ha'ilon is damaging the bal ha'bor, it has to be marchik. How much? 25 amas. Becharuv u'beshikma, these are two types of trees where the roots stretch very far. So the a darga of being a mazik is up to chamishim amo. Bein milamala bein minatzad could either be on flat ground where it damages straight the walls of the bar, or it could be on a hill and damages from underneath. Im abor kodmo, this again, according to the Chachomim, there's two shittas over here in the Rishonim. The Shaila had to learn the Gemara. We mentioned this in Mishnah, in the first Mishnah. It could very well be that the din to be marchik the ilon is only if the bar is here first. If the ilon is here first, that means if there's no bar, so then the ilon, who's he getting in the way of? What's he getting in the way of? Even if Yana wants to put a bar afterwards, the roots are already here, that's already too late. So the Mishnah speaks out, and again, there is another shita that holds, no, the Rishonim, Rashi, the Rif, Taisvis, Big Machlaikis, whether it's also to put an Elon up against the wall because every Rishus is Oymed to have a bar mayim. So therefore, that already, putting an Elon near the wall between the properties, already effectively is considered encroachment on the Rishus of Shim because then he won't be able to put the bar. So the Mishnah says over here, you're going to have to read it according to both these Shitas, Im abor kodmo, koitzitz v'noisin domim. If the bar is first, so then the Nizik, the Bal Habor, is going to have to pay the Bal Ilon to take down the tree. Okay, he has a right to demand that it's cut down. V'nois and Dom. Imishum, that it was also the plant in the first place. Or, even if it wasn't also, I'm sorry, you could say, according to some Rishonim, he's not allowed to, if the Bor is Koidim, he's certainly not allowed to plant the Ilon. And therefore the halachas he could demand, but still Chazal Mechayev that he has to pay. We had a mission earlier where if somebody plants near an ear, there he has to take down the tree at his expense. There's no nesin as domim. The pshat is because that's a tzarech harabim. They forced him to cut it down over here. L'maisa, it's only a dinder abonadik a mazik. So merely, even though the nizik has a right to demand that the mazik take down the tree, but l'maisa, the nizik is going to have to pay him for it. Over here, if the bar is first, certainly the Baal Ilon was not allowed to put his tree up. The Shaila will be the Rishon that we just mentioned on the second case. Vim Ilon Kodam, Lo Yikoitz. If the Ilon was first, does that mean that he was allowed to, or it means he wasn't allowed to, but Al Koponim, we're not going to force him to cut down the tree, because Lamaisa, he was here first. Lamaisa, what the Rishon seemed to be masik, you take a look at the Mefarshim over here in the Mishnah, is that if it was mutter, avada, there won't be a din. If it was also to put the tree, it's impossible, according to the Rishonim, that's also even before the bar is put to plant the tree close to the gvul, it's impossible to say that if it's also, the halach is lo yikoitz. At best, what you could say is that this is a case in Ilon Kodam, where there was a big piece of land. Part of the land was parceled or and sold to somebody else. Now there's somebody who bought that property, the lekech, put a bar, and the Ilon is first. So even though it's damaging the bar, the halacha is since the Ilon was put here, behead to lo yikoitz. If it was taka also to plant the Ilon, then avada the halacha is that the koitz it. Now, the Shaila will shtel zechoy, sofik zechodem, sofik zechodem, lo yikoyts. How's a person allowed to damage misofik? It sounds like he's saying lo yikoyts, because if there's a sofik, so yad hamazik al ho-yoyna. If somebody has a sofik, if he's being mazik, are you allowed to throw a rock over a wall, and you're not sure if there's somebody on the other side, or if there's something on the other side? No, of course not. So why over here, yeah? The answer is, let's go to the nature of the mazik over here. This is not a straightforward mazik. We spoke this out. Lagabi, even if a person's over an achok's nezikin and he causes damage, according to Rishonim, this is where we pass, he doesn't have to pay. And the pshat is, he's not a proper mazik. The hezik over here defines the proper and improper usage of the property. That means what we're saying is that when we call Reuven a mazik for planting a tree, he's not a mamish a mazik like a bava kamadik a mazik. What he is that would be considered encroachment, even though he's using his rishos. That is called encroachment. It's called kilu. He's taking over the other guy's rishos. B'midim esuyemes. The takonot defined that even though you're a mishtamish b'toch shelcho, that's called you're creaking in by yenim. That being said, over here is the shaila of property usage. When Reuven wants to plant a tree, you're telling him, no. Shimon's rights to his own rishus, amechayiv, you can't use your rishus insofar that it damages him. Reuven says, I'm a muksik on my property. I'm allowed to use it the way I want to use it until you prove otherwise. So now that's why he's a muksik. Rabbi Yossi argues on the whole din. Rabbi Yossi, I'm afa pi shabar kodemus lilan lo yikoitz. Shezeh choyfe b'tech shaloi. Rabbi Yossi holds that a tree is not immediate damage, it's not giving the day. Over there, v'chi agavna, we say, the mazik is not mechuyev to be machik, he's allowed to use his property any which way. Mishnah Yud Beis, l'yita adam ilan samach l'stei chaveroi, elam ken hirchik menu arbamis. One is not allowed to plant a tree, not near a boar, Somuch l'soda chaveru, near a field. There the shear is not 25 amas, it's 4 amas. Echod gifanim ve'echod kol ilon. What are we talking about over here? The shteger, the derech, the way they did with trees was they left an area where they plowed, I guess, to make the ground more nutrients and more to draw in rainwater for the benefit of the tree. They left a mokem machareisha of 4 amos. That machareisha damages the person's field next door. Avada, he can't take over the ground of the soda that's right next to his thing. So he can't plant an ilon within dalav. It's not because of the roots going. This is echad kvanim ve'echad kol ilon. Geffen is not a regular tree, it's a vine. But still, it also has this machareisha. And this damage, by the way, is direct because he's mamish plowing and the ground is softened and turned over within arba amos. And that's Avada also, even according to Rabbi Yossi. Hoyogeder benetayim, if there is a wall between the two, so the machareisha is not going to travel over, zesaymich legeder mikan, he's allowed to put his ilan up to the geder, v'zesaymich legoder mikan. Now, of course, one could ask a $1 million question over here, is that how could you plant an ilan? The other guy could always put up a wall, and then say, oh, I have a mokum where I could put a bar. So do you run afoul of the halacha before that we had in the previous Mishnah, in Mishnah Yud Aleph, where it could be that you're not allowed to plant an ilon near the gvul, even if there's no bar there? According to that shita, if you're passing that way, according to those Rishon, the problem over here should be a problem vinishvi. So you're going to have to say that it's clear that the field is not oimed lakach, it's a soda that's being used to plant tvul, whatever it is. It's not being used as an open field where maybe he's going to put a pit and then you have a shiloh of hezekah bor. The soda already had a kviu sticker shnapshus, and therefore sure you're allowed to put an ilan out to the roots. The problem is only out to the machareisha. That share is only dalaram, it's not 25. An ilan is planted, like we said before, the shroshim eventually take root and they start creaking under the ground. And they go into Yenis field. Maimik shloisha tvachim, the one on the other side of the fence, Reuven planted the tree. Shimon is allowed to cut the roots of the tree in order that they shouldn't damage his usage of his field. The shear for that is he's allowed to cut it up to 3 tvachim. That means the amount of earth that he needs in order to plant his sada with tvua, to plow and to plant, is 3 tvachim. He's allowed to dig to that height, to that depth rather. Now, let's say he wants to dig a bar. Koitzitz, there he could dig deeper. V'yoyrid, v'ho'etzim shaloi. That means maybe he was allowed to put his tree close by, but l'maisa, I'm not mechuyev to have his shroshim in my field. So if I want to dig a bar and I'm digging, I'm excavating, so I'm allowed to dig out his shroshim even to a depth of more than 3 tvachim. The bar goes a lot deeper than that. Nishnodem, what happens to the roots that are being yearning from my karka and they're growing in my field? I start digging. 10 tvachim in, I reach the roots of his tree. So Lamaisa was yearning from my karka. We see it as in my field. I'm allowed to keep the etzim. That's the kenej that the Mishnah over here is mechadish. Lamaisa, even though that's the Pashto reading of the Mishnah, look at the Rav, the Gemara says no. The Gemara says that the chelik which we see of the roots, even if it's underneath, geographically, it's underneath the field of Shimon. Reuven the Balo Ilon has the roots of his tree going underneath the fence and going deep into the Rishus of Shimon. If it's the part of the roots of the Shroshim that we see directly being yoinik from the tree, we see it as part of the tree, he's not allowed to cut it out. Well, how much is that? 16 amas, as I state in the Gemara. The Rav brings that. We don't see the roots after 16 amas. Roots could stretch hundreds of feet. A very long distance. After 16 amas, we don't see it as being yearning directly. It's not part of the Ilon. So the Eitzim over there belong to the Bal HaSodah, the Bal HaBor, or the Bor that's being dug.